Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Bill Duckerberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the NFIB. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am your host. Bill is brings us the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism every month, and more recently, as somebody called it, Bill, the index of small business pessimism, right?
And so that was Tom Keene at Bloomberg.
Yeah. So Bill, I want to move off of the index for this segment and talk about things that I fear will impact the current report that you're going to be getting out. One of them is the Pacific Coast Union strikes, the dock strikes. How dangerous are those?
Well, there is.
Tell the audience what's going on out there in case maybe people aren't paying attention.
Well, basically, the people who unload and load all these big containers that bring all the stuff that we import to the United States are, you know, slowing down their work, or in some cases refusing to work, and unload the stuff, which means that, of course, we can't get it across the country on the ground transportation.
And there's inventory, small business inventory, sitting on those boats.
Exactly. The only interesting thing is the timing of the strike. Usually they do it, you know, like closer to Christmas and holiday season, somewhere really, really can pinch. So this is we're not so sure exactly what they're trying to get by doing it now.
Could a perfect storm of them continuing to do what they're doing, and you know, Greece is going to either go along with the EU or go into bankruptcy next month. Could the perfect storm of that and maybe some stupid ISIS stuff, I mean, that could create some dangerous economic momentum, couldn't it?
It could, certainly. I'm not sure, we don't like what ISIS is doing and it makes us feel bad. I'm not sure what they can do that would be a real economic event.
What if they attacked a bunch of European cities? And who knows what they're capable of? They're capable of anything. But I guess what I'm getting at is that with all the things that are going on that we have little control over here in America, why would people, this is where the unions really get me, why would they add to our problems?
Well, because they're not worried about the big problem.
That's
they're
right.
worried about increasing their own personal income. Yeah. I mean, unions, are tax agents.
That's right.
You know, remember when we paid $1,500 more per GM car just to cover, you know, their health care costs? I mean, they don't care that.
Well,
that
and
you pay
more
and the result
of what they do is extortion.
Exactly. I call it taxing, but it's extortion. Yeah. They do that, and of course they're now aided and abetted by the Federal Labor Relations Board, which is supposed to be an impartial agency, but under this administration. Has been nothing
but that. It's the Obama straw man, just like the FCC is becoming. But here's the question. In the past, whenever the railroads have gone out on strike, the president has gotten involved and prevented them from doing that. This president's not, he'll take the country down before he intervenes with these unions, won't he?
Right, the same way, those are the people that he keeps trying to help with all of this stuff. You know, the franchise issue, they're trying to deal with that. The fact that they try to get policy, the FLRB wants you to be able to organize unions not by company, but by inside a company. Just people who sweep the floor can have a union. You know, so little company with 10 or 15 employees might have to have a union with two people in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what this president is doing along those lines is outrageous. And of course, they're only about 6 or 7% of the workforce unionized in the private sector. Guess where all the union strength is? The government sector.
That's right. But you're right, and so these are other things, Bill, that are especially this the attack on franchisees by the NLRB and the union, the strikes in these Pacific Coast ports, all of that is having another downward pressure, putting another downward pressure on the economy.
Exactly. It certainly isn't going to help.
Yeah, and this is what we mean, folks, when we talk about anti-business policies coming out of Washington, D.C. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Will do.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, smallbiz.org is his website, so we can find the summary, the index, but also the summary that's very handy, and you'll see a lot of what you see in the marketplace. You'll see that there in that report. I encourage you to check it out. Bill, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.